Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 17th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis and Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. We continue to discuss the halachos, the laws of muktzah, those items that are not allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Now, typically, like we've learned previously, if an item doesn't have a purpose for Shabbos, it cannot be moved in any way, shape, or form. Now we're going to discuss here on Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Beis a topic of muktzah known as a kli shemalachto le'iser, a type of a utensil, a type of an item whose main purpose is actually usher, is actually forbidden. However, there are other purposes that it can be moved for, other purposes that it does have. The halacha is that a person may move a kli shemalachto le'iser, and in this Mishnah we're going to learn a few examples of kelim that even though their main purpose is prohibited on Shabbos, they have other secondary purposes that are permitted on Shabbos. The halacha is that such kelim, such utensils, may be moved litzorech gufo or litzorech mekoma, which means that a person may move them in order to use them for some sort of an activity that is permitted on Shabbos, which is litzorech gufo, or because one needs the space that they are currently occupying, which means litzorech mekoma. But a person may not move a kli shemalachto le'iser for their own protection, for example, to take them out from the sun into the shade in order to protect them, in order to keep them safe, or to prevent them from being stolen, and so on. The Mishnah is going to give a bunch of examples of using items that are kelim, that are vessels, again, that are under this category of kli shemalachto le'iser. Says the Mishnah, no tel adam kurnas lefatzeya bo es ha'egozim. A person may take a hammer to crack open nuts, the kardom lachtoch es hadvela, an axe to cut a cake of figs, megera ligror bo es hagvina, a saw to slice very thick cheese, magrefa ligrov bo es hagrogros, a shovel to scoop up dried figs from the bottom of a barrel, es harachas v'es hamazlig laseis alav lakatan, a winnowing shovel or some sort of a pitchfork in order to put food on it for a child to eat, es hakush v'es hakarkar lischov bo, either a spindle, which is like a stick that is narrow at one end and wide at the other, that was typically used for spinning some sort of a thread, or a weaver's pick, which is also like a pointed tool that was used to separate and straighten the warp threads in the weaving process. And why would a person do this? In order to pierce a fruit that is on a plate, in order to actually pick up the fruit. Continuing in the Mishnah, Macha Chal Yad Litol Bawasakot, a person can use a hand needle, like a typical needle that was used for sewing clothing in order to remove a splinter in one's skin. Vishel Sakam Liftoach Bo Es Hadalot. So you can make you could use a sack maker as a needle, like this long, thick needle that was typically used to sew up a sack in order to open up a door by picking its lock. And all of these cases, although the items are muktzah because their main purpose is forbidden, their main intended use is not permitted on Shabbos, they are allowed to be moved l'tzorach gufo or l'tzorach mekomo, again, either for their permitted purpose or in order to move them because you need the space that they're currently on. Because again, all of these things, even though their main purpose is forbidden, their secondary purpose is permissible, and therefore they can be moved, again, l'tzorach gufo or l'tzorach mekomo. Continuing now with Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Now, after olives are harvested, what would happen is they'd be stored in a vat, and in the vat they would be left in order to soften before being pressed, before taking out the olive oil from the olives. Now, what happened is that there would be this hollow wooden cane that would be used in order to turn over the olives in the vat in order to check whether they were ready for the pressing, in order to see if they have softened enough before the olives are going to be pressed for the olive oil. The Mishnah here in Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Gimel is going to discuss the status of such a cane with regard to the halachas of Tumah and with regard to the halacha of Muktzah. Says the Mishnah, Kana Shel Zaysin, halacha regarding this hollow wooden cane that again was typically used for checking and flipping over the olives to see if they're ready to be pressed. What's the halacha? So number one, in terms of the halachas of Tumah, Im yesh kesher berosho mekabel tumah, if there is a knot at its end which prevents the oil inside its hollow from dripping out, meaning to say that these bamboo canes, these wooden canes, are divided into several sections along their length with a knot at each joint between one section and the next. Now the cane is hollow apart from the knots, and if a length of a cane, says the Mishnah, in which there is a knot is used to turn over the olives, the knot will prevent any oil caught in the cane from dripping out. The oil in the cane can then be examined to determine whether the olives are ready for pressing or not. And if a particular cane has these knots, then it has the potential to become tameh. And the reason is because the halacha is that a wooden utensil is not considered to be a kli for the purpose of tumah unless it has an area like a hollow space, a container in which liquid or anything else can be held. And therefore, although the cane discussed here has a useful purpose, meaning to turn over the olives in a vat, it is considered to be a kli with respect to tumah only if it has a knot, which makes it capable of being used as a container. If there's no knot, then it can't be used as a container. If there's a knot, then it can't be used as a container, and then it has the potential to be mekabel tumah to become tameh. And therefore, says the Mishnah, im lav in mekabel tumah, but if it does not have a knot at its end, therefore it cannot hold oil in its container, in its area, it is not considered to be a kli, and therefore it cannot become tameh. However, says the Mishnah, that's true when it comes to tumah, that a wooden utensil only can become tumah if it has a container, if it has the potential and the ability to hold something in it. However, but in either case, it can be moved on Shabbos, because as far as the halachos of Mokzah are concerned, it's a kli, it's a utensil. We don't care whether it has the potential to hold anything or not, and therefore, whether it has a knot or not, it would have the status of something that can be moved on Shabbos. It's a kli, shemalach l'isr, and therefore it could be moved l'tzorech gufo or l'tzorech mekoma. Quick review. Perek Yudzayin, Mishnah Beis, taught us the halach of a kli shemalach l'isr, many different utensils. That even though their main purpose is permitted, a hammer, for example, is also, you can build on Shabbos, but you're allowed to use it to crack open a nut. You can move it from a table that you need. Anything that has a secondary or a third purpose that is permitted on Shabbos, you're allowed to move it either for that secondary permitted purpose or because you need the space that it is currently occupying. And then Perek Yudzayin, Mishnah Gimel, discuss the case of these hollow wooden canes that would be used for checking olives. And first we discussed the halachas of tumah, of purity and impurity. And we said that if there is a knot at its end, which prevents oil inside its hollow from dripping out, then it can become tameh, because if it has the knot, that's holding it together as a container, and a container has the ability to hold something, and a wooden item that can hold something has the potential to become tameh. But if there's no knot, if there's no potential for the cane to hold anything inside of it, then it does not have the potential to become tameh, to become impure. And the Mishnah concludes by telling us that in either case, it's a klisha malach to l'isra, but it's allowed to be moved on Shabbos, because in terms of mukta, all we care about is there a permissible purpose for it or not? And here there is a permissible purpose, therefore it can be moved on Shabbos. Have a great day.